Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I want to hear this story. We were doing the outside broadcast at Mitre 10 in Renmark over the weekend. One of your many Angobes winery colleagues came up and basically said, congratulations, Bob, you've got an absolute nutbag as a co-host. She's so much fun. And has she told you about, and I might be getting this wrong, but your plan to end world hunger?
I guess in a roundabout way, that was where it was headed. This is actually a reflection on my really, really bad maths.
Which, again, I think came up on the show on Saturday.
Yep, indeed it did. Basically, we were having a conversation about, like, the rich people of the world, as we often do even on this very show. And I couldn't wrap my head around if someone had $80 billion, my argument was that you could give 80 billion people $1 billion. Okay. Now, I now know that maths doesn't work.
Do we have any maths teachers listening? 858-239-31.
Call through, because ended up that my office, the team in my office brought out a whiteboard. They were drawing on it.
Oh, no.
To be honest, I still can't wrap my head around it. It's too big a number for me to understand.
Talk me through the sum again. $80 billion is what this, you know, a Zuckerberg, a Musk or a Amazon guy has, yeah?
Yep, $80 billion. So 80 billion people get $1 billion each.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't work, but I still can't understand how. Like, I'll stand here and own up to that. I don't disagree with myself.
Look, the thing is, $80 billion is going to go a long way for the 7 billion people on Earth. They're just not going to...
Not everyone gets a bill, basically.
Not everyone gets a bill, I'm sorry to say.
It could solve world hunger. The moral of the story is, if you're rich, like, help out.
No, that's a good point. It's one of those things. What, I can't remember the exact figure, but it's like $150 billion to, like, solve climate change. Like, just keep everything the way it is right now and not let it get any worse.
Yeah.
Or you could fix, world hunger in, like Bezos could do it.
Like, and just do it. My technique might not be perfect, but at least I'm trying here.
If we had a producer right now, I'd be saying, get Gina Reinhardt on the horn.
Call her up. We have to talk.
Head office, if you've got cash, hire a producer for us. That's
so we can call Gina Reinhardt.
Be the change. If you've got money, just do it. What's your excuse?
Make it out of bands.